I've always been a great believer in the dictum, Milbina Film Coated Tablets for Cats. Cats that weigh at least 2 kilos. Buy 3, get 1 free. 21.75. Oh, that must be the price for 3. Christ, Jesus Christ, do these cost that much? Anyway, though, I've always been a great believer in that dictum. And in whatever this small print says at the back, I can't see with these glasses. I have to change these fucking glasses now. I can't fucking read stuff on boxes anymore. I can't take out a box of cat worming tablets and just read the back of it without fucking changing into fucking goggles of some kind, or getting out a freaking, I don't know, getting out a space suit with a magnifying helmet on it or something. I have to go and see the optician about this and tell him, hello, are you the optician? And he'll say, I am indeed, I'm the optician. Can I help you with something? And I'll say, I would have thought it was obvious. What the fuck do people come to an optician for? And he'll say, well, some people come in here to buy glasses, some of them come in here for an eye test, some of them come in here looking for the pharmacy, which is the next door, some of them come in just to say hello, some of them come in here to work, myself for example, I come in here to work, some of us come in here to bring deliveries in, some of us come in here to collect the post around 20 past 5 of an evening on weekdays. Some of us come in here to just listen to me spouting off. I'm rambling now, aren't I? And you'll say, I'll say, yes, indeed, you are rambling. Anyway, could you have a look at these glasses for me, please? They don't seem to be working. And he'll put them on his face and he'll say, Christ, you're damn right, they don't seem to be working. I can't see a fucking thing through them. Come in right now and have an eye test. And I'll say, certainly, sir, thank you very much. And then the rest of the stuff that happens will be confidential, because you don't have these consultations in public. You're entitled to a bit of confidentiality, even if it's just something as benign as an eye test. It's not like he's going to be shoving something up my arse, but no, a bit of confidentiality is nice in these places. You are paying them for these medical services after all. Anyway, hello and welcome to the Temporarily Daily Summer Show Into Your Head podcast. Hello.
Into your head.
Two cats walk into an optician's premises. One of the cats goes straight up to the optician premises reception desk and says, hello, is this a good premises for a story? And the optician's assistant says, it's as good a premises as any, but I think you mean premise, do you? And the cat says, I think I do. And the woman behind the counter says, well, that remains to be seen how it develops. And if you want something developed, you have to go in next door, not to the pharmacy, in next door on the other side, in the other direction, to the place where they do the photo developing, or wherever the modern equivalent is. I believe the modern equivalent is you go in with some sort of a camera taking apparatus, and you link it by Wi-Fi to some sort of machine, and you say, please print these pictures. And the machine says, certainly, would you like to give me some money? And you say, no, I would not, but I'm aware that I have to, so I will anyway, because I live in a capitalistic society. This isn't Russia, where you can just go into a shop and say, I want these photos printed, and they print them for you. And they say, there you are, the government, because you're part of the government and this is a communist society, you can just come in here and use this machine, it's yours, there's no money involved. They don't use money at all in Russia. Oh wait, is Russia communist? I can't remember. Well, let's say we're talking about somewhere that's communist, or however the other thing is. What's the other thing, is it? I don't know any of this stuff, what any of these things are. Socialist, is that a different thing? Is socialism and communism the same thing? I haven't a fucking clue. I don't know anything about these things. All I know is you go into, anyway, the cat, we're back to the cat. We're getting distracted here by politics. We're getting bogged down in international politics. The cat says, hello, can you print these off for me, please? And the woman says, I think you're confused now. This is the opticians. They're printing off the photo places next door. And the cat says, oh, sorry about that. Can I have an eye test. And the woman says, you cannot, this is not a veterinary optician's. This is a person's optician's. It's only for persons, people with human eyes. And the cat says, well, I've got cat's eyes. And the woman says, exactly, that's my point, exactly. And the cat says, no, you don't understand. I've got the type of cat's eyes that they put in the middle of the road, a reflective, reflectory lights thing that they put along the dotted lines on remote roads where there's no street lights, and you shine your headlight into them. The problem is someone shined their headlights into mine, and now I think they've exploded, they're busted. So I need to get real eyes now, and I'm pretty sure they don't do eye transplants for cats, so we have to come in and get the next best thing, which will be a human eye transplant. And I presume the best place to do that is a human optician's. And the woman says, oh, that's interesting logic. Tell me, how did you find your way here? And the cat says, I don't know. Depends where I am. Can't see a fucking thing. And the woman says, wait a minute. What did you have before you had the artificial cat's eyes that are designed for the middle of the road? And the cat says, before that, I wasn't born, obviously. I was born with these. And before that, I wasn't born, obviously. And the woman says, you're not making any sense here. And the cat says, of course not. I'm a cat. And the woman says, indeed, 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 indeed. You're right, this isn't a good premise for a story, nor is this the appropriate premises for this stuff to happen. So, if you don't mind, I think you're going to have to take your leave of me right now. And the cat says, Christ, Jesus, holy fucking Christ on a popsicle stick. And the woman says, oh, popsicle sticks, over there, back into the main part of the supermarket and over to the frozen foods section. They have an ice cream section. They expand it at this time of the year when it's summery, when it's as close as we get to having a summer here. Not that there's any climate inside a huge hypermarket supermarket premises, although we do have climate control. You probably make it a bit colder over in that section, although why would they need to, because everything's inside a freezer. Although now that you mention it, a lot of those would be open freezers, so I don't know how effective they would be. So you wouldn't want to have it too hot on the outside of them, because that might affect them. I don't know. I'm kind of out of my depth here when I discuss freezers. So I'd be even more out of my depth if I were to try to get an eye for you to replace your broken non-eye or whatever it is. And the cat says goodbye, and a great night is had by all.
Now, I know what you're thinking there. You're thinking, this episode appears a little bit substandard. Seems a bit below the standard. If the standard is there, just where I'm holding my hand, just hovering above the screen there, which admittedly, now that I look at it, that's very high up for the standard, because I've got my monitor up on a big box. It's a few inches up off the desk for height. It makes it easier to see. And I've got my hand up above the monitor, and you're picturing it as being above your own monitor, which is probably at normal height, but no, it's much higher than that. I've inadvertently set the standard several inches higher than it normally would be if I was using the monitor as a standard setting apparatus guide. So no, I'll lower my hand a bit now. There you go. It's now down to just where the flashing recording window is on the screen, which admittedly is a movable feast, but no, I've lowered the standard there without affecting the standard at all. That's great. I just changed the perspective. So no, you can ignore what I was going to say there about the standard of today's episode. It's all fine. It's all been sorted. It's been dealt with before you've even spoken about it. Absolutely fucking fantastic.
You're listening to
the Into Your Head podcast
from Ireland with your humble proprietor, Neil.
Follow Neil at twitter.com/intoyourheadpod and pretend to like him at facebook.com/intoyourheadpodcast.
Now, I know what you're thinking there. You're thinking, are you sure this isn't a substandard episode? Well, frankly, no, I'm not. No, I'm not. But it's not done yet. It's not done. You'll know by the time it gets to you, because it'll be done by then. It'll be like the ham that you leave boiling for 50 minutes in a huge pot of boiling water. You can come back to it after 50 minutes. You can be damn sure the Christ as hell that it's going to be done by then.
again, and that's as bigger than the normal size ones that I get, which I suppose is very possible, especially if it's Christmas. But it's not Christmas. This is the temporarily daily summer show, so you can be damn sure to Christ as hell that it's not Christmas. If it was Christmas right now, I can tell you there'd be problems, because, well, for one thing, it's not Christmas, and for another thing, we'd be all going, oh, is it Christmas again already? And I'd be saying, no, it's not Christmas again already. And then I'd look stupid because it would turn out that it was Christmas. And if there's one thing you don't want at Christmas, it's to look stupid. Especially if you... bollocks. This is a load of bollocks, isn't it? Absolute, pure, unmitigated piffle. Complete crap. Crippity, crippity, crap. Load of shite. A load of... if you went out and got a stick now and stuck it into the ground... and then sent a cat over to shit on it, and you somehow managed to train a cat to shit on things at will, and at your will rather than the cat's will, which is quite a big distinction when you're trying to train a cat, and you got him to do that, and then you got the stick, and then you went and made a podcast out of it. That's what this is, except it's not literally. I didn't literally do that, so it's not literally that, but it's a metaphor. The cat shitting thing is a metaphor. I didn't actually do it. No intention of ever doing it. And if I ever actually do it, I'll be very surprised, because I certainly have done it unintentionally. Maybe I'll do it in my sleep or something, which would be an even bigger achievement than doing it awake, I can tell you. But what would it achieve? Just because something's an achievement, it doesn't mean it achieves anything. What would that achieve? It would achieve nothing. It would achieve nothing. Although now that I think about it, it would achieve. Would be quite a big leap in the field of cat training. There's a fella who goes on the National Geographic Channel or one of them, and he trains cats. He goes around to people's houses and he says, what's the problem with your cat? And they say, my cat is a cunt. He's peeing all over the place. He's vomiting. He's wrecking everything. He's basically a cunt. And he said, give me a week and I'll train your cat to be less of a cunt. And sure enough, by the end of each half hour episode, he's trained the cat to be less of a cunt, and the owner is very happy about it. Never occurs to the cat to just get a cat who's not a cunt at the beginning, to just say, oh, I bought a cat who's a cunt and I want to convert it into a proper cat. No. And what's wrong with just getting a proper cat in the first place? The last thing you want to do in this world is to go out getting cunty cats and breeding them. Absolutely fucking ridiculous. Don't breed cunty cats. We don't need them. We don't need them. Don't be breeding stuff that we're not that there's anything wrong with having stuff that you don't need, but this is stuff that I'd advise against getting, so don't do that. Well, we cut the episode short. I think we will, because it's a pile of... Sorry about that. It's a pile of crap. It's called an off day, and I'll try to have an on day tomorrow. Well, that's how this works. It's hit and miss, this sort of thing. This sitting in your bedroom recording a podcast and trying to be humorous, it's hit and miss. And today we've missed. Well, I've missed. Not that I was trying to hit... I wasn't trying to hit you, don't worry. So it's not a good thing that I missed, so don't be all saying, oh, thank Christ you missed. No, it's not good to miss. It's just inevitable sometimes. Just as it's inevitable that you won't win the lottery every time, it's inevitable that I'll miss sometimes. Anyway, suffice to say, good morning.
You've been listening to Neil tell you stories about cats, probably. Neil talks a lot about cats. Send your topic suggestions to studio@interyourhead.com.